This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Even as Pope Francis moves to shake up the Vatican Bank, the troubled bank seems to be shaking itself up. Two top officials at the bank quit today amid a new scandal. Covering this is the BBC's Alan Johnston in Rome. Morning, Alan.
Hi, David. Hi.
So tell me about the latest scandal to have hit the bank.
Well, scandal indeed, it really is. A senior cleric, Monsignor Scarano, accused of conspiring with a rich financier and an Italian Secret Service agent, and their plan was to use a private plane to fly illegally millions of euros in cash from Switzerland to Italy, bypassing taxes and controls on the normal movement of large amounts of cash. The Monsignor worked in the Vatican's finance department. He wasn't actually an employee of the Vatican Bank itself, but the suspicion is that he felt his connections with the bank meant that he could act with a degree of impunity, and it was a major investigation into the bank that led to the Monsignor's arrest.
What is likely to happen next?
Well, we'll see more, I'm sure, and the Pope does seem intent on trying to reform it. Just a few days before this latest scandal broke, he had put in place this board of several members to look at the workings of the bank. You can imagine the embarrassment for the Pope and the Vatican, this new Pope talking endlessly of the need for the Church to focus on the needs of the poor, railing against greed and the unfairness of the international financial system. And yet, right here under his nose, these large questions about the way the institution functions and reports of greed and corruption of a most unchristian kind.
The BBC's Alan Johnston in Rome. Alan, thank you.
Thanks very much.